In a world in which we too often look out for ourselves at the expense of others, God calls us to be different. Philippians 2 says, "Let nothing be done through strife and vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, helping you lovingly put God's principles into action in your daily life. Here's Elizabeth Elliott.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking with you today about a mother's prayer life. Billy Sunday, the evangelist, tells the story of a minister who was making calls. When he rang the bell of a certain home, a little girl opened the door. He asked for her mother, and she said, "Are you sick?" He said he wasn't, and she asked, "Are you hurt?" Again, he said no. Then she asked if he knew of anyone sick or injured, and when he replied that he did not, she said, "Then you can't see Mama, for she prays from 9 to 10 o'clock. It was then 9:20, but the minister sat down and waited for 40 minutes to see her. At 10 o'clock, she came in with the light of glory on her face, and he knew why that home was so bright. He knew why her two sons were in theological seminary and her daughter a missionary. All hell cannot tear a boy or girl away from a mother like that. I think of the little red notebook that my mother always kept beside her Bible. I have it in my drawer now since my mother went to be with the Lord back in 1987. And in the first page of that little red notebook, she's copied out the verse from 1 Chronicles 29:19, and she's added a parenthesis of her own. The verse says, "Give unto my sons," and she's added, "and daughters, a perfect heart to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes." This was my mother's prayer for us. "Give unto my sons and daughters a perfect heart to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes." And I'm sure that my mother began praying for us before we were born. Mother used to tuck us into bed at night and always would sing with us that lovely little children's prayer hymn, "Jesus, tender shepherd, hear me. Bless thy little lamb tonight. Through the darkness be thou near me. Keep me safe till morning light. All this day thy hand hath led me, and I thank thee for thy care. Thou hast warmed me, clothed me, fed me. Listen to my evening prayer." Then Mother had her private devotional time in the morning after the children had left for school and my mother and my father had left for the commuter train to work in Philadelphia. She would go up to her bedroom and sit in her little rocking chair with her Bible, her little red notebook, and her prayer lists. Are you that kind of a mother? When you feel that you can't go on, that there's a side of you that says, "No, I was never cut out for the job of a mother. I don't know whatever gave me the idea I could do this. I can't do it. It's too big for me. I'm confused. I'm in a muddle. My life is a tangle. I can't get out. I feel trapped. I feel helpless. I feel desperate." Go and kneel and ask God to vanquish those demons. Give you the strength to cooperate with him for these little people that he's given to you. Thank him for his having chosen you to be their mother. I've spoken a number of times about a woman whose writings have had such a huge influence in my own life. Her name was Amy Carmichael, an Irish missionary to India, who wrote 40 books. One of her books is called Toward Jerusalem. It is in print, and it contains this beautiful poem called For Our Children. "Father, hear us. We are praying. Hear the words our hearts are saying. We are praying for our children. Keep them from the powers of evil, from the secret hidden peril, from the whirlpool that would suck them, from the treacherous quicksand, pluck them. From the worldling's hollow gladness, from the sting of faithless sadness, Holy Father, save our children. Through life's troubled waters, steer them. Through life's bitter battle, cheer them. Father, Father, be thou near them. Read the language of our longing. Read the wordless pleadings thronging, Holy Father, for our children. And wherever they may bide, lead them home at eventide. That's a poem by Amy Carmichael, to be found in her little book of poetry called Toward Jerusalem. Ask God for help in knowing each child. Since I only had one child, I sort of have the crazy idea that if I had had six of them, they would have all been exactly the same as my daughter Valerie. But of course, I know better. I come from a family of six, and I know how different we were. But perhaps you haven't really asked God to help you to know each child individually, to understand his or her peculiar needs. Ask God to give you wisdom in the making of rules, the giving of rewards, the kind of punishment, and also help in forgiveness. All of these things are necessary if you're going to run a well-ordered Christian home. I think of my own little nephew, Charles, and his sister, Gallaudet. They're both grown up now, but those are two children that I had the opportunity of watching grow up close to where I live. And I see what a tremendous difference there is in their personalities. Poor little Charles was born frustrated, his father used to say. He would go in and find him shaking his fist toward the ceiling as he lay in his crib. And I can remember being in their house when Charles was just yelling and bellowing out in the back playroom. And I thought, goodness, something dreadful must have happened. And it was usually just the fact that the wheel had come off one of the trucks or he couldn't put the puzzle together properly. And he would yell and holler and scream. And I was impressed with my sister-in-law Lovelace's patience and quietness with that child. Now, I know that Lovelace would tell you now that she really didn't do such a great job. She wasn't all that patient and quiet. She didn't have the wisdom that she felt she needed at the time. But she did a lot of praying, and it looks to me as though both of those children have turned out very well so far. Charles has just begun university, and his sister is about to graduate from Harvard. But the making of rules, the giving of rewards, and the administering of punishments are all things for which we need God's wisdom and God's help. And then you need to teach the child about the reality of forgiveness. When he has been punished, reassure him of your love. Tell him that he is forgiven. And teach him to ask God to forgive him. All of these things should be a part of a mother's prayer life. Well, some of you may be saying, I wish I had time to pray. It sounds wonderful to be able to pray for all those things, but I don't have time to pray. You can pray while you're washing dishes. You can pray while you're sorting socks. You can pray any time when you're not actually having to use your mind for the job that you're doing. And I'm sure that God understands the irregularities of a mother's life, the impossibilities of setting a rigid schedule for X number of minutes or hours of prayer time. Don't ever imagine that God doesn't understand. I love that verse in the Psalms. It says, He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Teach your child to pray, first of all, by setting the example, praying with him and for him. But you can teach the youngest child, a child who's only beginning to speak, can learn to pray. Three very simple prayers. Bless Mama, bless Daddy, bless whoever the brother or the sister is. Second simple prayer, help me. You can teach the child to ask for God's help in very simple things. If he's learning to tie his shoes, he can pray that the Lord will help him to do that. Help me to obey. Help me to do my work. Well, what work does a two-year-old have? Well, I would hope that your two-year-old has some. Picking up his toys and putting them back in the proper place. Taking the silverware out of the dishwasher and perhaps putting it back in the drawer or putting it on the table. Help me to be kind to my brother and my sister. And the third prayer that every child needs to learn and every one of us needs to remember to say again and again, I'm sorry, Lord. Perhaps he won't use the word forgive in his earliest prayers, but he can understand what I'm sorry means. So just keep those three simple prayers in mind. Bless Daddy. Help me. I'm sorry. Set the example of prayer for your child when special needs arise during the day. If the child hurts himself, do whatever needs to be done to stop the bleeding or put the ointment on it, but then say, now let's pray, let's ask the Lord to help you, to take the pain away, to heal this little hurt. Show the child that you need God's help too. If a question arises that you can't answer, say, well, let's pray, let's ask God about that. You're showing the child then by example that it is God who is in charge of this home. He's the one we trust. He's always ready to hear our prayers. We love and trust him. We want to teach you to love and trust this God. A mother's prayer life is the very foundation of a strong Christian home. Set the example, and then teach your child to pray.
Growing up, Elizabeth Elliot understood that studying the Bible is a vital priority for the Christian life. And ladies, we can also establish a solid foundation for our lives through daily Bible reading and prayer. Join us next time as we think about the eternal truth of God's Word here on Gateway to Joy. Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your Gateway to Joy. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.